Thursday morning edition of Coffee Talk is now on the air, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. The Good News Network says Darren and Giselle Williams of Arvada, Colorado, restored a 100-year-old sewing machine just so they could make some coronavirus masks for those in need. The 1922 Singer Model 66 is powered by a foot pedal and belonged to Giselle's great-great-grandmother. Giselle decided to make masks after the coronavirus torpedoed her hairstyling business. Darren has known how to sew since he was a little boy because his grandmother was a seamstress. The New York Post says the coronavirus has caused a new hygiene problem called mask mouth. Dentists say people who wear coronavirus masks on a constant basis are suffering from sour breath, receding gum lines, and tooth decay. Bacteria is apparently building up in people's mouths behind the masks. And Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Reuters that he thinks that a coronavirus vaccine will be available next year. He says, quote, "We are likely going to have maybe tens of millions of doses in the early part of next year. But as we get into 2021, the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021. I'm cautiously optimistic," he says, "though you can never guarantee things with a vaccine. I hope and feel it's possible that by the time we get through 2021 and go around for another cycle that we'll have this under control. Do I think we're going to have a much, much better control one full year from this winter? I think so," he says. NBC says a Virginia Beach, Virginia man recently won the lottery 25 times. Raymond Harrington bought 25 tickets and played the pick four using the combination 4640. He won the game's top prize of $5,000 on each of his tickets for a grand total of $125,000. The chances of winning the pick four are 1 in 10,000. Harrington plans to use the winnings to help his sons pay for college. And the News Tribune says a Waffle House manager from Trussville, Alabama, recently outsmarted a thief. That thief broke into the restaurant and stole its safe. The Waffle House manager told cops that he emptied the safe already because of several other Waffle House burglaries in the area. And that is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.